heard that Burning Man was declared a national emergency, but there's some pretty crazy stuff coming out. So it was announced earlier that Burning Man was declared a national emergency because it was flooded. And so they sent in FEMA, which already seemed kind of like a weird reason to send in FEMA and keep anyone from leaving the festival. 73,000 people they're keeping locked in there for flooding. Now there's some new terrifying information coming out that there's a virus on the loose in the festival and that people are getting really sick with boils, vomiting, hemorrhaging. To me, this makes way more sense than flooding in terms of what their response was to the situation. This is a text from one of the festival goers, and he said, "Yo, just figured you should hear from me first. Daryl is crazy sick with something that has him coughing up really coagulated blood. Medic showed up wearing a full suit. No idea where he is now. I would stay inside your camper." And he goes on to say that an outside agency is putting up a fence. This is a different festival goer that said, "You're never gonna fucking believe it. They're saying it's Ebola." Freaking Ebola at Burning Man, guys. If this is true, that is insane. I just hope that everyone ends up being okay and that they make it out.
Hey guys, it's Tommy Truthful from TruthMafia.com. I'm going to break down the occult science of what's going on here with everybody trapped in Burning Man. We're seeing massive rituals take place right now, ancient druidic practices as they're building their smart grid, their smart city, build back better, the great reset, the new landscape. So they would take these effigies, put prisoners of war in them and burn them. Now, my boy Donut from Donut Factory, he did a video. It's over on truthmafia.com. 73,000 people trapped in a pentagram. Drop the zeros. What is it? 73 is sacrifice in English ordinal gematria. Gematria comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism. The elites, they have a secret language of numbers and symbols. Now, most of the information of the Wicker Man comes from Julius Caesar, who states the druids burn criminals and prisoners of war in wicker structures. And when such were not available, they even go as low as punish innocents. But not just innocents, guys. It's even darker than that. So if the innocents ain't bad enough, they were doing practices of burning children and torturing pregnant women. I mean, the type of rituals they were doing even scared the Roman soldiers. Throughout their advance, they left no cruelty untried as they vented their fury on their prisoners. They sacrificed to their gods with human blood. They drank out of human skulls. By every kind of insult inflicted by burning and fumigation, they made death more foul. They even forced infants from their mother's wombs by torture. I mean, we're dealing with some dark people here, and they are still carrying out these ancient druidic and Babylonian practices on this day. This is what we're seeing in Burning Man. There's all kinds of rumors coming out. Do they have Ebola? What's going on? So I look at their money source because they always put their symbols on their money. And if you go, Wikipedia really tries to go out the way and say, oh, they never burnt people. It's not true, but it's on all their money. And there is the proof, the symbol of Baal right there. That symbol is an ancient symbol to Baal, Moloch, this god that they would burn children to, right? It's called the Cross of Baal. It also ties into that eight-pointed star, which I keep telling you guys about. They're opening up portals via CERN, this stargate, this ancient stargate, and they're sacrificing people as they're building their new landscape. Burning Man, Ebola, equals 52 in Chaldean, your oldest form of gematria, matching bubonic plague. Right? This is the purest cipher, one of the older forms, anyways. Now, the dead is 127, matching the atomic weight of element 52. Now, with 52, this is also connected to their smart grid, but we'll get into that in just a second. The Scarlet Album was 127, guys. And if you remember, building 1, 2, and 7 fell on 9/11. Terms like Scottish Rite Freemasonry, Bavarian Illuminati's 127, Pearl Harbor took place on 12/7. Ground Zero equals 127. Fast forward to Lahaina fires, which ignited precisely 127 days after Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced his new film where he portrays Maui, the Polynesian fire god. And yes, Polynesia also equates to 127. Shout out to my brother, Ani Osoru, who I called in about 1 a.m. I was doing a decode on the Scarlet album, that Demon album, which came out 3 weeks and 3 days after the Maui fires. You guys got to check that out on truthmafia.com. And this element is connected to their smart cities. That's what it's used for, solar panels. Like I told you, they're doing major ritualistic sacrifices to their smart grid. Now, look at Queen Elizabeth. Before she became the queen, guys, she was brought into this druidic order. She was considered a seer, pretty much the same as the oracle at Delphi. And these ancient druidic practices, they've never stopped. So they tell us magic's not real. They tell us manifestation's not real. But the whole time, they're teaching their children how to use ancient magic, how to do these rituals on ley lines under certain astrological alignments, lining up with these energy points called dragon lines on the globe. They're charging up these ancient energy points. So you can see there's rituals that they've actually done in shapes of giant five-pointed pentagrams going across the United States. Just scroll down through my timeline on my big Instagram, Tommy Truthful TV, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I've depicted it numerous times. All their shootings, all their staged events are all done in this giant five-pointed star that's called the Blood Star. So they're charging all that energy up, and it all points back to the middle where the twin eclipses make an X over that New Madrid fault line, that 88 point. You know, which we could get into that in a whole nother video, all the connections to that 88, you know, Lahaina, their area code. What is it, guys? 808. The fire started on 88. That's the Lionsgate portal opening. It has to do with the star Sirius Canis Majoris rising, which they would sacrifice children to. It all ties back to that. I mean, these people are some of the evilest people on this planet. And now there's all these rumors coming out of Burning Man on what's really going on. One thing I can tell you guys, I'm not there, so I don't know, but I've got a lot of messages from people that are there. And I'll tell you this, one thing that's not happening is flooding. That's what they didn't shut it down for. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have just shut it down for flooding. There's reports of people vomiting blood, all kinds of stuff. So who knows what they're doing? But whatever it is, I guarantee they got their hand in it. The numbers don't lie. For more information, go to truthmafia.com and follow us on all social media platforms. Out.